We're talking about if you've ever lost or wrecked your phone after the extraordinary rescue that happened out at the Hunter Valley. This poor young woman fell down between two boulders trying to rescue her phone and then in turn had to be rescued. She was hanging upside down for 7 hours.
God, the poor thing.
She's apparently very calm about the whole situation, which is good.
Excellent.
And all's well that ends well, but sometimes you lose or wreck your phone and what a nightmare it can be.
Yes.
4967-4105. Let's start in Waratah with Brian. What's your story?
Oh, how are you going, guys?
Good, great. Brian.
I'm an avid fisherman, and I was fishing down in Newcastle Harbour.
Sure.
And unfortunately, I was on the phone while I was casting a fishing rod once.
Yeah.
And watched my bait land in the water, and so did my phone.
Straight in the drink.
You were so excited about the good cast. Away went the phone. Was it a good, was it like a good phone, expensive phone?
I don't buy good phones because it's not the only phone I've thrown away. But
right.
The other ones were also while fishing?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Just like to throw away phones sometimes. Yeah. And you know what? Sometimes that's the way it is. All right, let's go to Balwarra with Belinda. Good morning. What's your story?
I dropped my phone in a porta potty and went and retrieved it at a music festival.
Wait. I have so many questions, Belinda. Wait. Okay. Did you actually fish it out with your hand? Like, with no gloves on, nothing?
No. I was drunk. I didn't think twice. I just realised that it had fallen out of my back pocket and turned around and, yep.
I feel like...
a pile of toilet paper and wee and poo.
So which festival was it at, Belinda?
It was a Red Hot Summer Tour probably about 2 years ago.
Oh my God. So I feel like we're on a local version of the movie Kenny right now. So, Belinda, you know, how far down was it? Like, was it a big pile there? Or?
Yeah, it was a big... I mean, it was a sold-out concert, so, you know, quite a lot of... activity all day, so I was lucky that it was right sitting on top. I could see it once. Yeah.
And thank God these modern phones are waterproof, eh?
Well, it took 3 weeks in a container of rice to dry it out.
Sometimes
it still worked.
Okay. That's amazing. You're calling us from it right now?
No.
Oh,
no.
Damn it. You've ruined it there, Belinda.
You upgraded,
fair
enough.
Honesty,
Crevo. Yes, some phones might be waterproof, but that doesn't mean that they're also poo and pee-proof.